Subject, the child kept secret, but the father knows. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am currently in my 20s, and I am working and going to school. My life is almost normal, except the fact that I'm a secret. My dad was in another relationship when my mother became pregnant with me. I've seen my father every day of my life, but I am not allowed at his house, not allowed at certain family functions if she is going, and not allowed to talk to him if he's on the phone with her. I know I should be happy that I even know and have a father, but I feel hateful towards him about the way he treats me sometimes. He has three other kids by her that get to do everything and go everywhere with him, and often I feel like an outsider. Because his other children blame me and my mother for being here. His other children are grown as well. I do blame my mother as well as my father because they both played a part in making me. He doesn't feel like there is anything wrong with what he is doing, and every time I ask him why he never tells her about me, he always gets defensive and asks, "Why does she need to know about you? Do you want her to buy you things? Because she's not. I don't need anything from her because I've been taking care of myself since I was 14. I think knowing her knowing about me would make life a lot easier. He wouldn't have to lie so much and it would be less stressful. I think he doesn't want her to know about me because then she'll find out he still messes with my mom. Everyone tells me she already knows, but no one knows for sure. His other children and stepdaughter know, so I thought somebody would tell her, but everyone keeps it quiet because they say they're being loyal to him. I sometimes wonder if I should go tell her myself, but I don't want to make my dad mad. He told me that I would be a drama queen if I told, and that I shouldn't tell her because I have loyalty to him, not her. This affects my life because I compare every man in my life to him. I sometimes feel like if he can do me wrong, everyone else can too. I feel like I'm not important to him, even though he says he loves me the same as his other children. He still feels like nothing is wrong. What do you think I should do? I think this is a really sad situation because no one wants to be a secret. I mean, no child wants to be an outcast. No child wants to be treated differently from the other kids, even though your dad says he doesn't. It's clear that he does. This is completely and entirely of no fault of yours because how you're raised, your relationship with your mom, especially your dad since you're a girl, that's what shapes you. That's what molds you in life. That's what gives you your self-esteem, your self-worth, your identity, your belief systems, all this, you know, plays a part in who you are. But they're being selfish. They're being manipulative. They're using you as a pawn, trying to keep you quiet so their cheating and lying won't come out, you know, and cause them to lose whatever or somebody get mad at them or whatever. You know, my advice to you is to first continue on your path of going to school because you're doing that. You're working. That's a great thing. But no one should be expected to continue lying and keeping quiet like this. You didn't do anything. This is not your fault. If you want to tell, I say tell. It's okay. Then you could get that burden off you. You could get that stress off you. Tell them you're going to. It's okay. They're going to find out eventually anyway. Steve?
This is not uncommon, but it sounds very uncommon because when you hear it verbalized from the child's standpoint, it really throws you into something and shows you how hurtful and spiteful this whole thing is. You see your father every day, but you ain't allowed at his house.
That
must make her feel terrible, you know?
Yeah. My man, I do believe the gig is up.
Yep. Own up, man.
Yep.
Nothing to feel ashamed about. Like you said, young lady, none of your fault, none of your doing. Don't let that hang you over the head. God has a special plan for you. That's why you were born. He just used them two people to get you here. See, that's all y'all got to understand about this thing. Whoever your parents are, it'd be great if you get a good jump in life, but don't let it make you the reason why you can't. Because God wanted you created, and he needed them two people to create you. However wrong it was, God don't make no mistakes. You were created by an accident by these two people, but guess what, though? Now that you were created, God said, okay, now I got a plan for her. I know I should be happy to know that I even have a father, but I feel hateful towards him the way he treats me. And you should. That's normal. He's got three other kids by her, and they get to do everything and go everywhere with him, and I often feel like an outsider because his other children blame me and my mother for being here. Okay, now let me help you understand something. If the kids know, then the mama know. Ain't no woman that stupid.
You think?
all her kids know something that she don't know. His other children are grown as well, and I do blame my mother as well as my father because they both played a part in making me. That's a true statement. That's normal. He doesn't feel like there's anything wrong with what he's doing, and every time I ask him why he never tells her about me, he always gets defensive and asks, why does she need to know about you? What do you want her to do? Buy you things? Because she's not. That's a butthole of an ignorant ass man who's trying to use reverse psychology on a grown person. Reverse child psychology on a grown person. The girl 20, she ain't buying that. You could tell her that when she 13. But Ryan, they get around 16, 17. You can quit blowing that one, Bound. But he's stupid, though. So, and now you know. Okay, I don't need anything from her because I've been taking care of myself enough. But I think her knowing about me would make life a lot easier. He wouldn't have to lie so much and would be less stressful. That's you as an adult thinking as an adult. You're a very smart person. Mm-hmm. Problem is your daddy astute. Your daddy a fool now. See, you ain't nothing like an old fool. I think he doesn't want her to know about me because then she'll find out he still messes with my mom. Mm-hmm. Here go the problem right here. Your mother is still messing with him for what? It's of no benefit. But you see him every day? So this dude is living two lives. He got two families. The kids know that he blames your mother and you for him not being with them so much because he over there with you every day. But you ain't allowed to be around the mother of them other kids. But your mama is still his mistress. But he playing her like she got something. Lady, little girl, if there's anything I want you to take from this, is learn from your father and your mother's mistakes and don't repeat it yourself. Don't become the other woman. See, sometimes God lets you have bad parents to show you how not to be.
Yep. So true.
What not to do.
That's a true statement. Mm-hmm.
See, right there. Huh. So don't do what your mother did. Don't sleep with another woman's man and then try to hang on because you see right now it has nothing. Your mother's unhappy. You basically unhappy. He living in misery. He living a lie. The other kids is unhappy. All because this man want to be the way he is. I sometimes wonder if I should go tell him myself, but I don't want to make my dad mad. Oh, it's going to make him mad. And then he going to turn on you and going to blame you for the breakup. Let me explain something to you. You don't really have to do anything here. You don't really have to do anything. Just keep talking to your father about how you feel, about how he's disappointed you and what you would expect for him. And that you just really don't care to be a secret anymore. But it's okay. You know, you and your mom love each other. She's made a mistake. You're going to recover from it. You're going to be fine. You know, and I shouldn't tell her because I have loyalty to him, not her. Really? And then the other kids feel like they shouldn't tell either because they loyal to him. What do you think I should do?
Everybody try it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.